This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm willing to venture that one of the reasons you listen to my podcast is because you know I don't sugarcoat anything, that I'm going to give it to you straight. And this needs to be stated today, something very direct, very politically incorrect, but very true, as it'll be self-evident. Here we go. This is following the Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka, where radical Islamic terrorists bombed Christian churches, killing 207 plus people and injuring over 400 people. In response to that, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both tweeted out coordinated tweets where they claimed that the victims were, quote, Easter worshipers, and they refused to even mention the word Christian or Christians or anything of that nature. Of course, when the New Zealand shooter attacked a Muslim mosque, the media and all the people on the left immediately reported, oh, this was an attack on Muslims. The victims were Muslim. They were Islamic people attending a mosque. But you see the double standard here. When it's Christians that are being attacked, they don't talk about Christians. There are 100 attacks a month on churches across the world, Christian churches, I should say. There's bombings, there's arson, defacing, destruction of property, killings and persecution of individual Christians all across our world. And now that we see how the left-wing media intentionally refuses to report any of this, while they hype up the attack in New Zealand, here's what needs to be stated. It's now clear that the left-wing media and left-wing politicians are actually working on the side of Islamic terrorism. They are advocates of Islamic terrorism, and they are enemies of Christianity. And I'm talking about people like Barack Obama, who is a radical Muslim. I wrote years ago that he was a radical Muslim sleeper cell in the White House. And that's been proven to be true over and over again. For example, how he funneled tens of millions of dollars. Gosh, wait a minute. It was billions of dollars to Iran to allow Iran to pursue nuclear weapons and develop weapons of mass destruction to be used against Israel and other U.S. allies in the Middle East. And Hillary Clinton is a supporter of radical Islamic terrorism. And so is the left-wing media. They love to see churches bombed, flatly stated. They despise Christians. They hate America. They hate God. They hate any mention of Jesus Christ. They think that people who believe in religion should be killed. And so they are aligned with radical Islamic terrorism, which calls for also the killing of Christians in every way possible. So I want you to really understand here. We're talking about the left-wing media in America is aligned with radical Islamic terrorism. The left-wing media in America is the enemy of Christianity, which means they are also the enemy of America because America was founded on principles of Christianity. There are only two nations in the world that were founded on Christianity, by the way. That's the United States of America and Israel. Keep that in mind. And the left-wing media and these left-wing lawmakers, they are, in essence, the enemies of humanity. And what I find most amazing about all this is how Western civilization is being overrun. It is being destroyed. Western civilization is under assault in a way that we have not seen for 1,100, 1,200 years. You know, we're talking long, long ago when the Christians were battling the Muslims in present-day France, for example, and blocking them, stopping them from taking over Western Europe. And yet, Western civilization apparently has no desire to defend itself. This is astonishing, as we've watched over the last few years. Germany, under its, of course, radical communist chancellor, Angela Merkel, Germany allowed itself to be overrun by Muslims and Muslim migrants from third world countries. The UK has been overrun. France has been overrun. Very few European nations have decided to defend themselves, such as Hungary to some extent, and a few others. Much of Western Europe is being occupied and overrun. And the United States is in the same situation. Thanks to the open borders in America, there are radical Islamic terror cells who have embedded themselves in and across American society. And they are simply waiting for the activation order to go live in dozens of cities at the same time with terrorism attacks. There will be a day. And maybe it's going to be Easter next year. Who knows? But there's going to be a day where these radical Islamic terrorists will bomb American cities. They will bomb Christian churches. They will bomb malls and movie theaters. They will carry out their destruction. And when that happens, the left-wing media will go to every length imaginable to excuse it. They won't say. They'll hide the fact that the attackers are radical Islamic terrorists. They will excuse it. And they will claim, well, we can't leap to any conclusions. You can't paint an entire religion with a broad brush of hatred and intolerance, right? Of course, that's exactly what they do when it comes to, let's say, people attacking the New Zealand mosque, you know, in Christchurch. They paint Christians as being all evil people. They paint gun owners as being all evil people. They paint white people as being bad. Think about all the media attacks on white people that we've seen recently. It's horrific. So you might wonder, what has driven Western civilization insane like this? How is it that the leaders of Western civilization have no survival instinct? They have no ability to defend themselves, to defend their culture. How is this happening? How can someone who is an American go on CNN and really advocate for this agenda of the radical Islamic terrorism? And the answer is that it's globalists who have decided that Christianity must be decimated, because Christian principles are principles that are aligned with national sovereignty, individual liberty, faith in God instead of faith in government. And so the globalists are using radical Islam to overtake and destroy Christian nations, eventually to replace Christianity with the worship of big government, the authoritarian society. And for the moment, temporarily, they're happy to allow radical Islam to carry out this function of destroying Christians. But even that is temporary. In the long run, they don't even want Islamic fundamentalism. They're just using Islam as a temporary tool to destroy Christianity. So this is what's happening right now. And I invite you to watch the media, watch the news, and look at how they're interpreting all these events. Whenever there's a shooting in a mosque, oh, it's the end of the world, it's the worst thing, all guns have to be banned, all white people are horrible. When there's a massive bombing, many, many times larger, in Sri Lanka, carried out by radical Islamic terrorists, then the media downplays it. They won't even say that Christians were killed. It's so in your face now. It's all out in the open. Hillary Clinton is aligned with radical Islam, and so is Barack Obama. And so is every left-wing Democrat candidate running for president. They all hate Christianity. They're all aligned with radical Islamic terrorism. And they advocate it. And they excuse it. And they say that Muslims are the victims, while it's Christian churches that are being blown up, and it's Christians who are being persecuted en masse by the millions globally over the last decade. It's sickening. Now you know who the real enemies of Western civilization really are. It's Democrats. It's the left-wing media. They are enemies of humanity, not just enemies of America. It's the propagandists and the fake news pushers on the left. They are the true enemies of humanity, and they absolutely will not stop until all Christians and all pro-liberty people and all Trump supporters and all white people are absolutely annihilated. That is their goal. Watch my video on counterthink.com called The Annihilation Agenda. It's a very important video. I strongly recommend that you watch it, and it will explain more about the globalist agenda to destroy humanity. Thank you for listening. Share this important video. Now you understand why I am banned everywhere as well. This is Mike Adams here, publisher of naturalnews.com. Stay safe. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.